on traffic, there was even an accident on N1. And I apologize for that. The second one is that the king has to leave because his relative passed on yesterday through an accident. And that relative has got children here at Stellenbosch University. And king has to then go and notify those children. And so that they don't hear that over the news before. So I thought that before he leaves, we will then observe a moment of silence. Today we don't have much work to do. We are going to be looking on the at the observations, because we have dealt with the first part of the report, and then we then made some observations that they had to catch, as well as the recommendations in relation to those observations. We should be out of here in an hour's time. And the observation started number one. When we are done with that, we will then adopt the report. Yes.
If you don't mind, my honourable friend, Honourable Kruger, and I will need to leave here just before 10 o'clock in order to be at the debate, at the commencement of the debate.
I hope that by that time we would have adopted the report. In fact, with all these operations that came from us, as well as the recommendation.
chair. I thought we should reflect if we are not in a position to start, but I will move that we start our discussions.
Does I'm done. We think the members to him. Are we fine?
Chair, I'd just like to make three additions to the recommendations, if I may. First of all, we haven't yet had a comprehensive report back from the department on its reactions to the recommendations and implementation of the LNG report, the report commissioned by the department. You recall, Sisley and Sluba Kavoyo. We're still not quite sure whether the department actually agrees with the proposals in that report or not. Secondly, I don't think we've had an adequate answer from the department as to why they have discontinued the process of appointing members of the National Small Business Advisory Council. The positions were advertised last year, but the process has fallen by the wayside. And it is a provision of the Act under which the department is currently operating that there be a National Small Business Advisory Council. And I believe that the committee should insist that that process be restarted. And then thirdly, we seem to have lost again on the issue of the transfer of the incubation support program from the DGI to the department. I think that we need to reiterate, as we did in the previous report, that this must happen in order for small business, Department of Small Business, to be the centre of competence for small business development with the government. These are my suggestions.
On the first one, I think that the department did report on this business. It's about a report. They came to us in last year. The presentation that we got was that one which was done by the decision to go by Ecoboard. And this year, the department did come to the portfolio committee and we discussed that report. And in our discussions, we came to a conclusion that those programs that we agree that they can move with, because they said to us they have processed the report, they had workshops in the department, and this is now their report which takes into consideration the recommendations that were made by the consultant. And in their report, there were issues that the department had not finally agreed on, and we were also questioning. And then there were issues that we were agreeing and saying they can go ahead and implement. And those that we said they can go ahead and implement were then incorporated in their strategy plan. So, what is remaining is for them to come back with issues that there were no agreement on. Remember the issues that were raised by the deputy minister and the issues that we were also questioning as to the discontinuation or the shifting of them. If I may just be specific, there is one program where that is responsible for training target units. And the report of the consultants was saying that that program has to be discontinued. It fell under the gender unit. And then even the department was comparing with the recommendations of the consultants. But in our engagement with SMM is a cooperative, five issues come up. It's access, level of access to finance, lack of access to the market, the issue of technical skills and business skills training, it comes out very strongly. It's the infrastructure and the red tape. Now, in that, in the recommendations, they were saying that program has to be continued without telling us what would replace that. What were the issues then? So I would then say, let us amend what Honourable Chan is saying, to say they have to come back and report to us on outstanding issues that came out of that report. Because they did come with a report. Thanks. Are there any other Honourable members?
Under the recommendations, I think it has slipped us to have the recommendation that the name and cooperatives be embraced. And then secondly, on paragraph 2, the one that starts with in 2015 on page 1. Poverty reduction and inequalities. I think we should have either the reduction is placed in such a manner that it addresses both poverty and inequalities. Because the way it is now, it means we are not talking to the inequalities, but we're talking to the poverty reduction. But let me repeat it. And because it says SMEs and cooperatives mainly for job creation, poverty reduction and inequalities. Unless we say a reduction of both poverty and inequalities, but I get the impression that the reduction as it stands addresses poverty. It does not address the inequalities. And then my last comment, proposal.
Why would you suggest we go to make it sound
to have to be aggressive to both?
Yes.
For job creation and a reduction of poverty and inequalities.
I don't see a big problem with that.
And my last proposal on paragraph 1, I propose that we because the last line there says whilst under the Department of Trade and Industry. I'm debating within myself whether we are gaining anything by mentioning the department. I want to propose that we end where we say in other developing countries, so that we remove whilst under the Department of Trade and Industry. Thanks, Kobetse.
I don't see any problem with that. I saw Honorable Laos talking about the language when Honorable Mabasa was raising the issue of the name. And you did not speak with your mouth, but your body was talking. Yeah. And I'm giving you an opportunity to to speak now.
When Honorable Maharaj was talking about the name, I reacted because since day one we were talking to the department about this. And nothing, we were reporting back from the department, what is the problem? They just said last time that is the president, she, after we asked them. So I don't know if there is anybody from the department who can update us. Because as a member, we agreed that the name cooperative, even in the report, we find you are forcing the cooperative to be part of the things. Why? Because this is on the periphery of the department.
Yeah, I think that it would make, for me, more sense if we were to add that the change of the name under the recommendation that talks about lack of cautious in understanding that cooperatives are part of the three pillars that drive the economy. Because maybe when this is proposed, people think that it's just that we like the insert the name cooperatives, but we have a reason for that. And the reason is that cooperatives are one of the three pillars that drives the economy. So it gives a motivation as to why we want that. Okay. If there are no any other contributions to be made, can we then have a mover and a seconder for the report to be adopted? Honorable, with the amendment.
Yes, Chair, I'm moving for the adoption with the said amendment.
Honorable Chance, we had your hand up.
Yes, Chair, just to say this, I'm not going to second the report. I'm going to say on behalf of the DA, we reserve our rights on the report. Thank you.
Honourable,
the question is second the adoption of the report with amendments.
Thank you very much. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business on the annual performance plan budget update 1 of the Department of Small Business Development has been adopted by the Portfolio Committee today. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Mlawuthi Reposhibe. Honorable Charles Ushilo ukuthi kusithi no Mlawuthi wethu sibe sikhe wena uzosala nami uzosala ebusini ukugcina nebhokisi. Ya. Honorable Charles Ushilo ukuthi wethu zonke.